Hey, buddy, what's up?
You know, the smile means it's time to. This is like the when they do the 3-2. Yeah.
I know. I just find it funny because every time we do this, you just make me laugh at your great big old smile.
Good. Well, you know, here's the thing. I don't just smile when it's time to go. I mean, let everybody know I'm happy all the time.
You are happy all the time, especially when we're together, virtually or in person.
That is absolutely true.
Yes, you are. You're the happy man of New Bremen, Ohio.
I try to be, brother. I try to be.
I like it. So, you know, we say this probably more than we should because it probably gets old, but I don't care. Man, do we just love what we do and do what we love? Do we not?
There's nothing better. I mean, absolutely nothing better. We've had a mini rack and stack today. We had a lieutenant colonel retired from the U.S. Army as our very first one, Oak McCullough, and he was absolutely great. And now we have an equally great gentleman from a completely different side of the spectrum in the form of a poet and writer and just a overall great guy. So I mean, Randy, you couldn't be more correct. And Eric was talking at the beginning off camera about when we said, what's your claim to fame? And he just said, I just love to, just uplift people and be blessed. And I got to tell you, how many times have you heard me say that I love my beloved Oxygen Habit?
Exactly.
I mean, just without it, you can't have anything. So
you can't.
I feel blessed as well.
I do too. And that's what the fun thing, Eric, that's coming on in about a minute, less than a minute, probably 10 seconds if I shut up, but, or you cut me off. But, I first attracted to Eric as far as his videos that he does every day, his reels, the guy is just positive and uplifting and got a great message, whether it's personal or spiritual or music or whatever it is, the guy's just living life the way it ought to be lived, right? And that's what Building Winds is all about. Because Building Winds is not just about the construction world that I come from. It's not about, just sales wins, even though that's, again, the world that we work in. And it's about wins, period, right? And Eric comes from a standpoint of building wins, especially more of a personal, spiritual, just being a good guy, and I like that. I don't think
I go probably a day without seeing a post that'll say, I don't know who needs to see this, but yes, whatever. And, whatever. Someone like Eric is one of those people that delivers that whatever.
Exactly.
And I love that.
Yeah, I do too. I do. So why don't we people probably heard enough of us like 12 minutes ago.
That's right.
let's go bring Eric on. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
All right, brother.
Welcome to Building Winds Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director, Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Boom, there he is, Eric B. What's up, brother?
Hey, my man, how's everything? Randy, man, I'm just excited to be here, man. I could have listened to you guys all day talk about anything that's helped me.
Well, I'll tell you what, we find ourselves could talk about ourselves forever. We all, yeah. Every once in a while, Eric, we forget to, we got our guest waiting. We should probably bring him on because we find ourselves quite amusing. Probably nobody else does, but we do.
I hear you. I love that whole thing. What is it? Okay, yeah, enough. Yeah, I've talked about me all day. Enough about me. Okay, what about you? What do you think about me?
Yeah, what I think about you, I've already said what I think about you, is not a day goes by as, and Wes hit it, that you're one of the most positive, uplifting messengers that I listen to or follow or watch on social media. And you mentioned when we were chatting off air that there's a lot of garbage, a lot of negative. And man, do I love every time yours pops on and I see you pop on, I'm hitting play and listening because it could be a message about anything. I don't care if Eric B is saying it, I'm listening to it. So, I mean, hats off to you, brother. I love it.
I appreciate it, you know, and that's phenomenal. Actually, and the feeling's mutual, you know, and I like how, you know, and not only that, but you're gifted with the production and things of that nature. That's something that I'm aiming for. You know, that we live in, you know, garbage sales, drama sales, you know, controversy sales, but it's a beautiful thing to have those messengers, as you mentioned earlier, that are out there carrying a message that uplifts and edifies people. And that is just my aim. I just try to do my part to do that.
Yep. And you do it well. And, you know, the, you talked about the production, and I have to give due diligence or do, I'm going to give, do something to Wes. He's the magician behind the curtain. He does his own podcasting and is a very motivational guy and a buddy and a pal and a brother and occasional bodyguard when we go have a Dr. Pepper together. But, you know, the guy's a genius behind the scenes too, you know, and I would not be able to do what I love to do with this, you know, without his efforts. And I think the point of that, besides just stroking his ego, which he's already a big guy, so he don't need any more, but he's getting littler though, because he's like banging out 10K a day or some crazy thing on the elliptical. But anyway, I think it's important to understand, and I just went off the rail here, but to understand what you don't know. And when you don't know, you either learn it or you hire it or you find it, right? And yeah. And that was one of the best things to be able to do this show, Building Wins Live, and some other things that we're doing with it, and some really big plans for the down the road that we were just talking about before you came on air. Not you and I, but Wes and I. This is only the start of some things that we've got planned, some really, really, really fun, big stuff. I wouldn't be able to do it without Wes's expertise. So you got to find that expertise if you don't know what you're doing. And when you can become a buddy, brother, pal, and all that Wes and I have, it's even better, right? So, tell me, who in the world is Eric B. Flowney? Did I say that right?
Flannoy.
I wrote it down too. What do I
do? Actually, you know, we can make it simple. If you move, you can kind of remove the R, you know, and that's pretty much it. So the R is pretty much stopped. That's it.
Flannoy. How about Eric? I'm going to go with Eric B. right now. How's that?
Only thing different is we want to make sure that the famous DJ from the hip-hop era of the late 80s and early 90s don't hear us. But, yeah, I'll be Eric B.
There you go.
Eric B. and Rock M. Yeah.
There you go. Awesome. So give me your story. Tell me about who you are, where you're from.
Eric Benoit, Illinois. I'm actually from Houston, Texas. I'm currently living a stone's throw northwest of Houston, which is Cypress, Texas. Grew up in the northeast area, grew up in the inner city. You know, I am a child of, oh my goodness, well, we had 9 in the household, 10 in the household. I put it this way, pretty much my oldest brother was pretty much forced to move out of the house. We lived in an old shotgun house, actually 3 bedrooms, strangers that is. We had 6 boys, or 6 young men in one bed, so we got to know each other quite well. Yes, sir. But I grew up in the church, you know. My mom was in the church, you know, from the womb going to the church. So, you know, I came to know Christ as my Lord and Savior at about 7 years old, you know, and didn't really start getting in the place where I was living it until tragedy struck. My idea, my desire really is to just do my part to be a light in the world. You know, I'm a little bit of a musician, somewhat of a poet. I write a few things here and there. You know, I'm also an assistant pastor at my ministry. Work part-time at the radio station as a producer, a little bit of a broadcaster. So just kind of more than anything, making sure things put in place and flow as they should. More of the weekend and overnight guy.
Okay. So you got a full life, full plate.
Yes. You know, not to mention, husband. Yeah, I've been married. Actually, we're coming up on 26 years with my beloved wife, the Lady Danielle Flannoy. 4 children. My oldest son has autism. My youngest son has autism as well. And we're living life, you know, and enjoying every minute of it.
That's awesome. Well, that's so obvious with your video series that you do. It's at least 5 days a week, or do you do at all 7 days? I forget.
I aim for 7. You know, sometimes we hit and miss, but the aim is 7. And the whole concept came from the idea of just encouraging people to take a nugget or take joy in every day that we have and not just live for Friday, because some people don't make it to Friday. You know, so the whole thing is that there's a reward, or there's some wisdom or something to be shared every day of the week, every day of the year.
Love that. So give me an idea, because I know, because I watch you every single day, but, you do like, tell me a typical Monday. Is it Magnificent Monday? Is that what you go with?
Miraculous.
Okay. So what would a typical, in a nutshell, what kind of message would we get on a Monday from Eric B?
Well, the thing about Monday is, I say that, because that is contrary to the mindset of a lot of people, and I read back a book called, 40 Days to the Work You Love by Dan Miller. I don't know whether you guys have heard of that book before or not, but he had a statistic in that said something to the nature that the highest suicide rate is at late Sunday morning or early Monday morning, because people are so full of anxiety and so full of heartbreak and frustration about the current work that they're in, the current financial state that they're in, and they just don't enjoy Monday. So the idea of that is to counter that with Miraculous Monday. Let's see if we can pursue some miracles or find some things that are miraculous or some things that God might be doing for us, in us, with us, or through us on that day, and let that set the tone for the rest of the week.
See, I think that's brilliant, because so many, you struck on it earlier, so many people, and I'll say live, and they're really not living, but live for Friday, right? And you're forgetting all the rest of that week. And like you said, what if Friday doesn't come? Right. But even if Friday does come, you've just gave away, basically 80% of your week, of your work week, being miserable, waiting for this Friday, that if you're miserable through the whole week, you're not going to turn that switch on Friday either. Right?
Exactly.
So you got to figure out that way. So I love it. So let's talk about Tuesday. Let's just go through the week. Tell me Tuesdays.
Triumphant Tuesday. What happens on Tuesday, you're looking for that victory, that thing that you've had that overcome, because Tuesdays during the week is kind of insignificant to so many people. It's another pushover day, because we're getting that much more closer to Friday. So we look for the victories of life. What is the thing that you can find joy in, excitement in, or the thing that makes you feel like you're an overcomer or an accomplisher, in life, doing something? What have you done on that day that makes you feel that you've triumphed?
Love it. Love it. So find a triumph every Tuesday. You should do it every day, but maybe you'll train yourself to find that triumph every day, right?
You're getting exactly what I'm aiming. Exactly. Yeah. Every day you can have all seven of these, really,
exactly.
So I mean,
exactly. But we need that reminder from Eric B. to at least once a week, we get this reminder that there's something to be triumphant about today. Let's think about it. Let's be happy about it. Let's be proud of it. Let's rock and roll into Wednesday, which is
Wonderful Wednesday. Wonderful. And that's kind of a twofold thing. You can look at it from the standpoint, okay, what's wonderful about Wednesday? Or what is that beautiful thing? Because actually, Wednesday, truth be told, has always kind of been, as an adult anyway, has been probably my favorite day of the week. If I had to pick a favorite day, that's the day when you start kind of getting your footing under you. Things start to kind of break down for you. You start to be able to kind of get rock solid. If you're struggling during the week, I know for me personally, if I've had a rough week, Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday is usually about the time that I start kind of getting things in a balance and getting prepared to be armed and feeling a little more stronger and encouraged. But you have that thing that where you're feeling wonderful, but you also have that thing that might make you wonder about something. So, it's a little food for thought, a little bit of something that's like, okay, you wonder how things are going for you, what's going to be in that place for you. And you wonder what life is like, what any given situation or any given subject might be like. So it's a little bit of a place where you're in the food for thought, so to speak.
And you know what I love about that, Eric, is you said not a word about, and Wes and I make fun of this a lot of times, but you didn't refer to it as hump day. This, it's almost over. Because I we post stuff about that, and it's really kind of a tongue in cheek, because I'm a believer in that if you start Wednesday morning, start of the day, as quote hump day, which means I'm going to start sliding into Friday, that's 60% of your week yet. And you're already starting that slide when you look at it that way. So I love the concept of, let's not look at it as hump day or the week's half over today. Because when people look at it as half over, they're looking at half over the first thing Wednesday. You got the whole day yet. The whole day to do great things, or in your case, wonderful things, right? So exactly. I love that concept, that take on it.
Exactly. Exactly. For sure. So we want to go to Thursday?
Let's do Thursday.
Thursday is actually, and I thought about that, when I first thought about this, I was like, what is my favorite holiday? It's Thanksgiving. So, I thought about Thursday would be the ultimate thing. So we are thankful Thursday is what it is. So what are we in gratitude of? Which again, And it's every day that we're in gratitude because there is breath in our lungs. There is activity of our limbs and the opportunity to be able to go out and live life the way it should be lived, regardless of what happened the day before, positive or negative. You know, we should be grateful for that day. And there's still opportunity to be able to go and do something and make a mark for us for on that moment. That's the ultimate thing we should be grateful for. And that's a starting point. You know, and you hit it with details from there, whatever the details may be, various things that I go through. What I do at the beginning of the week is I try to start off with one particular thing, and then I base every day on that thing. If you go back and you look, you'll see hashtags that I have there, like this week currently, what I'm doing here now is required. You know, so what's required of us?
So we're thankful on Thursday.
Right.
We're grateful, which we should be all the time, but at least we can remind ourselves. And then we roll into too many people's favorite day of the week. But what do we do on Friday? What do we talk about Friday?
Friday is Faithful Friday. So Faithful Friday. So in light of all of what we shared Monday through, actually, well, up until that point, it's Sunday to Thursday. What are we going to do? When what are we giving back? Or what are we being consistent in light of those things that we've endured or that we've dealt with or that we've witnessed or that we've been beneficiaries of Sunday through Thursday? This is our time to be able to give back, to be able to acknowledge the fact that we have those things and stay consistent and faithful and bearing those things that we have, that we've been given.
Love it. That's awesome. Because, it's unfortunate if we don't take that time to be, I love that, be thankful on Thursday, be faithful on Friday, and because they go hand in hand, right? And that takes us into the weekend. Are we going to do anything on Saturday, or do we just take a day off? Eric just can goof off on Saturday?
We're selfless on Saturday. So we're taking our eyes off ourselves. We're taking our eyes off of our circumstances. It's not about us. This is our time to be able to give back or to encourage someone else in whatever the endeavor may have been for them to be able to be faithful or be given, you know, but we're looking outside, not inward.
Love it. Love it. So then we go to, I'm sure, especially with your excellent Christian faithful background and being an assistant pastor, Sunday has got to be probably
Sunday is where it starts off. That's sanctified Sunday. And what it means to be sanctified is we're setting it apart. It's a day specifically set for us to be able to prepare, for us to be able to get into retrospect. For a lot of us, that's the day that we sit back and we chart out the rest of our week. You know, we have that time with family and friends and things of that nature. But whatever the thing is that I do or whatever the idea or the subject matter that I have for the week, it usually starts at that time. And typically, when I'm at the radio station, I'm actually in the booth around about 2:30 a.m. I'll do a live, you know, and I may get one or two people that kind of poke in every now and then on Facebook, you know, and so I'll do that. It's usually when I start that. At about that time, and I go for about a good 7 to 10 minutes, and it sets the tone for the whole week from there. But
good
stuff. Sanctified just means set apart, you know, prepared for the master's use.
Love it. Good stuff. So people need, and I mean this sincerely, Eric, people need to follow you. They need to pay attention to what you're talking about because they're going to get that 1, 2, 3 minutes a day, whatever it is, of just good stuff that we think about. And good stuff to carry us through the day. And I think you told me that we're going to do a little podcast. You're going to do a little podcast coming up here before long that's going to be sort of tailored around this whole 7 days a week of living life the right way, right?
Yes, sir. That's it. It's called Seasoning for the Soul. You know, and what I have is really, it's spelled actually, well, I'll type it in later on. I'll share it with you guys later on. But it's Seasoning for the number 4. And that number 4 has a purpose. The 4 is really about 4 elements of my life that I really enjoy. That's music, poetry, commentary, maybe biblical commentary, social commentary. And of course, what is the other thing? Music, poetry, commentary, and something else. Cooking.
That's I wrote it down.
Yeah, cooking. That's what it is. So the idea, you know, is that, you know, what I'm setting up is to have some that are established and some that may not be so, you know, that are out there, chefs, poets, pastors, preachers, commentators, you know, journalists, whomever may be that may have a message. And just pulling in hand from hand. Hey, even you, my man, building wins. We want to get some wins in there as well. So, just really encouraging people and sharing life, love, all of those things, the stuff of life.
Love that. So I got to ask you, cooking. What kind of food do you like? What do you like to cook? What's going to be on Eric's grill this evening? What do you cook?
Well, hey, I'm from Texas. So, you know, that whole little thing, barbecue. Well, that's going to be more or less next week. That's going to be next week, the biggest thing, yeah, pretty much. But
that's nice. That's nice. So you and so I got to ask this, too, because I'm interested. What kind of music do you play, or do you like just listen, or do you play, too?
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a guitar player. I say I'm the baddest guitar player that ever walked the planet. Now, that might be bad meaning bad, and it might be bad meaning good. It depends on who you ask.
Well, your opinion is good, right? I mean,
yes, sir. I can play 8 chords and 2 scales.
Cool. What kind of, well, hey, that's more than I can play. I bought my older son and I, back when he's old now because I'm old, but when he was like maybe 19, 20, we both bought guitars off of TV. It was like Estevar or somebody that sold it. Pardon me?
Esteban?
Yeah, that's it. And so we got these lessons. And I got to admit, I'll admit when I fail, I failed miserably. And so did he. We have zero music ability, period. And I'm not even sure we're trainable. And I think everybody's trainable. That's how bad we were. But that was interesting. So what kind of music do you like?
Oh, probably the question might be what I don't like, because I grew up. The thing is, I grew up, and I guess that's the big benefit of having so many siblings, because they all had several different musical tastes as well. You know, in my house, you might have heard P-Funk 1 minute, then the next minute you heard Peter Frampton, and then the next minute you heard Phyllis Hyman, so it just kind of varies. As I've grown, as far as my relationship with God goes, I've gotten more into contemporary Christian music, but I still listen to a lot of stuff. My biggest thing is probably from the 80s and the 90s. I love Van Halen. When I first heard, I think my first, when I fell in love with the guitar, it was really the Isley Brothers, and Ernie Isley, Who's That Lady and Voyage to Atlantis. It was those things that I got into, and I got a little bit more and found out that actually most of the stuff that came from Ernie Isley really was birthed by Jimi Hendrix. And I fell in love with Jimmy. I guess I was about in the 6th or 7th grade. And from there, Jimmy was the man, even to the point where I got the one tattoo that I have is a tattoo of Jimi Hendrix. And I still have it. Actually, what I thought I was going to do at one time was I debated on getting it removed. But I thought about it where I was at that time. I'm like, I think I'm going to go ahead and probably get it recolored. Dark it up and get it refreshing. I would show you, but I got a long sleeve shirt on and it may take some time. And I don't think it's appropriate for me to take my shirt off. But it's on my shoulder.
Okay, very cool. That's pretty cool.
When we're ready to roll up shoulders together, I actually let you check it out then. Or maybe someday at a later date, we'll check it out.
Yeah, sounds good. I look forward to it.
Anything, from the FM dial, from the beginning of it to the back of it, I probably listen to, or I am into jazz, hip hop, whole nine, all of that stuff, hard rock,
Yep.
Yeah,
I notice you're pretty diverse with that, because when I've posted sometimes on Sunday afternoons, I'll be outside and I'll put on some music from the 70s. Usually that's my growing up era. I was born in the 50s late or mid ish, but my high school years were 70s. I really love 70s music. And it's like everything I put up, I played, like the first one responded is you. Like you knew all these people, man. You were loving it.
Well, yeah, like I say, I don't know whether you want to turn this into a music thing. But we can talk music for the rest of it. Well, my element.
Yes, music's good. I enjoy. I got, for some reason, I got into Dr. Hook the other day, and I forgot how much I liked him. Or not really him, because that's a band name. But I got into that, and I forgot how much I love that music for some reason. But
it's some good stuff. It's some good stuff. But I like to share with people about music, and I get a little bit more into it because of the fact that when you think about it, the root word of music is muse, and muse means to be absorbed in thought. But, what I say with a lot of people, and this is why I'm not too much in today's music, most of the stuff that goes from, I'd say, the early 2000s back, I'm okay with. But when you look on the other side of the early 2000s, a lot of that stuff got to the point where it didn't make a lot of sense. It had no element to it. Excuse me, that's my son grabbing everything over here.
That's okay. All good.
He almost grabbed the podcast. So
he almost took over.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a lot of people to the point to where they are amused with the music. And when you put a word A in front of any word, you've just negated its meaning. You know, so that's what makes today's music pretty much, to me, you know, of no effect. You know, kind of useless, you know, or wasted, because there is not a lot of every now and then you find a needle in a haystack, but for the most part of it, there isn't much substance to it.
Right, right. I'd agree with that. Yeah, I listen to very little current stuff myself, but yeah. Well, Eric, you've been very kind and generous with your time. I appreciate it. And if you, when you get your podcast up, you know, I'll come on if you'd like me to, if you think I bring anything, and just keep those videos coming out, man. Cause I seriously, when I say I listen to them every time they come out, I do. I love them. And I recommend anybody that they follow you and watch what you do and wait for Seasoning for the Soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate it. And then also what I'm doing, hopefully before the year is out, a book called Life Matters. You know, we had that whole, and it was actually inspired back to when the whole big boost of Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, and all these other lives that are colored that matters. You know, my whole point being is that, you know, what are we doing to show that that life matters? That was the whole concept behind the book. So, yeah, from there for sure. But looking forward to it. I'm honored. Definitely. Like I say, I know you guys have had Don Green on, Ben Gay. You know, you've had several of the other guys that I follow as well. And I am, you know, of course, being a content producer, I'm probably, for every bit of content that I produce, I probably consumed hundreds of hours of content myself. You know, so, but I appreciate it. And I believe that's how most of us are. But I'm grateful for being here. I appreciate it. And, you know, always an honor.
It's an honor, my friend. Thank you for all you do. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Cheers. Yes, sir. To you as well. God's bless you all with all of you.
Yeah, bless, brother. All right, Eric B. Man, the guy's an inspiring dude, man. That's all you got to say. And seriously, the when I say that, I wasn't just saying that to make him feel good on when he was on air. I watch when this pops up. The first thing I automatically listen to it. It's good every single day of the week. It's good stuff. Follow him. Look for his podcast, Seasoning for the Soul. Watch for his book when it comes out. We'll make sure to announce it because Eric is definitely a friend and a friend of the show and a personal virtually. We've never met in person. We will someday. We'll make that happen. But great man, man of God. Spiritual, faithful, family man, as you can tell, just an all-around great guy. So anyway, thank you, Eric, for being on. And that is just another example of why I love what I do what I love. You got to live it, love it, grasp every day and own it. And hey, while you're at it, go make today your best day ever. Till tomorrow. Cheers, my friends.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.